In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is Tuesday, the 26th of June. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Westworld coming up in the second half of the program. But first, the Supreme Court agreed with President Trump today, as you have been hearing, and upheld the third version of his travel ban. Citizens of five mostly Muslim-majority countries and two others are now forbidden to enter the United States without a specific waiver. The White House has said throughout the year and a half or so of appeals on this case that the ban is meant to improve national security. A lot of businesses and industries, especially in technology, say there will be economic pain, though. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams checked in with some of those businesses today.
More than 150 tech firms joined the legal challenges against the ban. And today, several said their original points still stand. John Geschke at Zendesk says the policy will limit diversity in the tech industry.
And even for those which we can continue to employ, it will, just on the basis of their nationality, restrict their ability to travel freely to and from the United States.
But he and others like Chris Lehane of Airbnb say that's not the only reason they oppose the ban.
For Airbnb, no, it's not impacting, you know, our economic bottom line, but it certainly implicates the values and what we believe in.
While big tech firms may not be taking a big economic hit from the ban, that's not the case for other industries, says Stephen Yale Layer at Cornell University.
Tourism, for example, the number of international students applying to U.S. colleges has dropped. So I think that the travel ban, although it may be constitutional, is having an adverse impact on our economy.
Mark Boyer experienced that firsthand. He's head of the International Studies Association. Their conference last year was just after the first travel ban was announced, and more than 100 people canceled at the last minute.
Which ended up being about a $30,000 hit, which is somewhere between 10 and 15% of our net revenue from a convention annually anyways.
Because of the ban, he says his group has shifted its business model, hosting more conferences outside the U.S. to accommodate those who can't get in. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.